Thursday morning. Joining us now in our studios is the superintendent of schools for Northfield, Dr. Matt Hillman. Good morning and Merry Christmas a little bit late.
Well, Jeff, Merry Christmas, Happy Boxing Day, and, you know, Happy New Year coming up. So great to be here in the beautiful downtown studios of KYMN.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time off. I don't know if you get any time off during the holiday break, maybe a little bit of time to go with your family, but we were talking before you went on the air here. I spent yesterday, got out of work a little early and watched the Quick Lane Bowl with
yes.
the Gophers, and you had a special interest in that. You and a lot of Northfielders.
Well, yeah.
Or some Northfielders.
Yeah, well, at least the ones that live on Superior Drive.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
No, our oldest son, Jackson, a product of Northfield High School, mm-hmm. Is a sophomore at the University of Minnesota in the marching band. And it has just been a great experience for him. The director, Betsy McCann, is just second to none. The first female marching band director in the Big Ten, which was shocking to me. She is fantastic, does a great job. And they had a chance to go to the Quick Lane Bowl. And it was just a great, just got some texts from him. They're on their way back, and they had a great time yesterday. And, of course, big Gopher victory, and really like the trajectory that the program is on.
Well, cool. That's something
we're hoping for Pasadena one of these years.
Yeah. You know, I got to admit that I at halftime, I went out and, like, made a sandwich or something. I didn't watch. Was that on TV? Was that televised, the halftime marching band?
It was not. No, okay. They, you know, unfortunately, you know, they don't televise that. But they did get a couple of shots on television where we took a screenshot and were able mm-hmm. to circle him. So, great
All
fun.
Right.
320 kids in that. A lot of hard work. And it makes that college football game day experience really special for folks.
Cool. Hey, let's talk about some of the things going on. First of all, you're probably happy this morning that you didn't have to get up at 3 o'clock and drive around the country because of the weather. It is pretty nasty out there, and there are people that have to deal with that within the school district, even though it's off today.
We would have been going today. It's it's sloppy out there, mm-hmm. but, you know, remember when we think about canceling or delaying school, it comes down to always a few things. You know, number one thing is always, you know, are the roads passable? This morning the roads are passable. They're not awesome, but they're passable.
Mm-hmm.
What's the visibility in terms of, you know, and today visibility is good. You know, and then the third factor is extreme cold, which comes into play very rarely. We have to get down with the wind chill below negative 40 before we really start to think about that. So today is a day that we would have probably gone, but we would have checked roads at 4 a.m. for sure. And so, yes, I was happy to sleep in a little bit and not have to do that. But, you know, our buildings and grounds director, Jim Culseth, Tracy Clausen, our grounds coordinator, I just drove by the high school. They're out this morning cleaning this stuff up because we know the temperature is going to bottom out tomorrow and no one wants ice on their parking lot. So, you know, again, people sometimes think that, you know, during school breaks things are, but as you just said in the sports report, there's a lot of activity, you know, happening at our schools and a lot of athletes who are not really having a winter break and their families and our coaches, which we really appreciate everyone who gives our kids those kinds of athletic opportunities. A lot of different teams traveling places and people coming here and all those kinds of things. So even though it's break, there's still work being done at the school. And in fact, a pretty major change, Jeff, at Northfield High School finishing over winter break. Last summer, just before the school year started, we started this project that is ending up now in a secure entrance to Northfield High School. And so anyone in the district who has gone to the middle school during the school day or Sibley Elementary or Longfellow School has seen the approach that we're using to secure entries. And really, if you think of them as what we call a TSA Sally Port, what it means is you can get in the first set of doors, but that the second set of doors are locked. And there's a service window where one of our administrative assistants will check with a person as to what their destination is in the building in terms of, you know, where are they going, who are they seeing. And they're not able to get into the building until they've done that. And so up until now, for the last several years, we had a greeter at the high school door, which really served the purpose to secure the building. But it wasn't as effective overall as we'd like. The person who did it was fantastic, but just the physical structure wasn't as secure as we'd like to make it. So we started that over the summer break by actually remodeling an area where our copiers and other kinds of equipment like that and mailboxes had been across the hall from the high school main office. And we divided that into two rooms and moved our counselors all over into some different offices that were remodeled this past summer. That freed up their office space that over winter break, actually the first day on December 20th, they were knocking a hole through the wall right when you would go into that first set of double doors at door number one. And they made a service window. So everything appears to be on track. And again, what's going to happen there is person who comes to Northfield High School during the school day comes to door number one. Sometimes people just have to drop something off to a student. They can just do that right through the service window to one of our administrative assistants. Otherwise, if they have a destination in the building, they'll check in, and then they'll be buzzed into the rest of the building. So while we know that Northfield High School, with 40 exits, has some challenges in today's climate, what we're doing is taking these steps, step by step, that we can do to make it more secure for our students. There's about 40 exits total at Northfield High School. We've got about 75% of them on electronic door monitoring, which alerts the office if someone does prop them open. We'll keep it going.
Little side note there, a little, we'll go off on a tangent. The new building, you mentioned 40, yeah. And the school has to have emergency exits for the kids in case. But the new building that will be designed, are you suspecting that that will have fewer entrances to have to secure?
Absolutely. You know, number one, the new elementary school is an elementary school serving about 600 students as opposed to about 1,500. So obviously size is a big difference there. The second thing is that the building there is being constructed as a two-story building, and so, of course, that's going to reduce the number of exits. Now, the key thing, as you said, there's code and other things about how many exits that you need to have for those safety purposes. So it isn't as if the new building will have one exit, but the key thing is making sure that those exits are strategically placed, that they are they're situated where they're easily monitored. And of course, a new building will employ all of the kinds of new technology that we're able to use to make school buildings as secure as they possibly can. But I just want to remind listeners too that, you know, security only goes so far in terms of the physical security. The most important thing that we do to make schools safe and secure is by the adults in the building having really good relationships with the students in the building. When kids trust the adults that they're working with, have at least one trusted adult in the building, what we know is that they tell them when they have a concern about one of their friends or they're worried. And so I think the key thing is that's something our staff does just a fantastic job of, Jeff. They focus on making sure that every child feels valued. And, of course, with 4,000 students on any given day, I wish I could say every single one of them felt that every minute. We're also dealing with children, and there's a variety of different processes that they go through. But at the end of the day, I do believe that almost every child in the district has an adult that they feel comfortable going to and talking to.
Let's go over a couple of things that weren't able to last time you were in. We kind of left it. We never talked about the world's best workforce, and that was part of the school board meeting a couple of weeks ago. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. The world's best workforce was one of those things that when it came out of the legislature a few years ago, everybody looked at each other and kind of shook their heads because it hadn't been talked about all of that session. It was one of those kind of last-minute bargaining chips during some of the conference committee where the world's best workforce approach got put into law. And what it does is it gives school districts five different goals. So every school district in the state is required to report based upon these five goals. All children ready for school, all children being proficient at reading by the end of third grade, closing all racial and economic achievement gaps, all students career and college ready. And so I think the key thing there is that there's a few of those that we're not able to really always necessarily control. Of course, the fifth one is about graduation. I gave you four. The fifth one is about graduation. And so, as you know, we've been focusing very much on early childhood and making sure that kids are ready for school. Of course, we've got this wide variety of outstanding child care facilities and preschools in Northfield, so not every child comes to Northfield Public Schools for their preschool experience. So we've been working with Northfield Promise, which is a group of individuals who come together to make sure all of these great entities serving kids in Northfield are kind of headed in the right direction. So we're really working hard on gathering data about kindergarten readiness and making sure that we are providing early childhood centers and daycare providers with the kind of curriculum and other training that they need to help kids be ready for school. We were really pleased this year. We do not have as many third graders reading proficiently by the end of third grade as measured by the MCA as we would like, but we did have a 7% increase in that metric this year. 7% is a pretty good jump in 1 year, and it takes a lot of effort. There were a lot of different things that happened, including quite a bit of training. This Move 5 program that was brought into life in cooperation with Northfield Promise. We did some independent reading software that was really well received, and really we know that that has made a difference for kids in terms of improving their technical ability to read. And so really moving in the right direction there, new reading curriculum this year as we've talked about before. All students career and college ready. Interesting, the state picks 8th grade mathematics as their measurement for career and college readiness. And so,
Wait, that sounds pretty random.
Well, there are some predictive studies that say that if students are achieving at a particular percentage or particular level in eighth grade, that they are on that track. Of course, we just don't want that to be the only measure, so we have added to the plan, you're above and beyond the requirements. And I should say, in all of these, our goals are what we call stretch goals. We could make the goals every year if we set them low enough, but that's not what Northfielders expect. Northfielders expect us to set a high goal, and there are some times that we may not make that higher goal that we have set for ourselves, but we've eclipsed, you know, what most people would have set as a reasonable goal. When it comes to that career and college readiness, we look at 8th grade mathematics because we're required to. We also look at 8th grade reading, and then we're continuing to look at the college readiness benchmarks associated with the ACT. No such thing as a perfect test, but these are the three things that right now we're thinking give us the best data on that. And, you know, the middle school, what's really interesting is that while we have much more room to grow in terms of getting students to be proficient at reading by the end of 3rd grade, we are making some real gains by the time that we get to 8th grade. And specifically, when we think about 8th grade reading, in 2018, Northfield Middle School performed better than 82% of the other middle schools in the state of Minnesota on that reading assessment. And in mathematics, they performed better than 89% of middle schools, of 8th graders in Minnesota. We've got some really great things happening in the middle school. There's a really great instructional culture with our teaching staff and our support staff really working to make sure that every kid has the skills that they need as they enter Northfield High School, which I would put up against any high school in the state in terms of the academic opportunities there. And Principal Greg Gelino has just done a fantastic job of helping people look at the data and say, what do we need to do next for kids? And so while we're on that track, you know, it's a piece that we need to keep going with. And of course, there's much more beyond that than just these test scores. We're also working with, we're actually offering a boiler certificate license for any senior who wants it during spring break. So if a student maybe doesn't have a plan yet for next year, we get to be career ready. You can come to Northfield High School with our custodians, and you can get an opportunity to get what they call a specialist boiler license. That makes you very employable right away. Think of a lot of the maintenance jobs that are available, you know, just here in Northfield with the colleges and the hospital. We're also offering something called the ServSafe certification, which means a person could go out and be a food service manager after those two-day course actually held on campus here during spring break. We've partnered with Benjamin Bus. And we're putting together a program that this summer students who are graduating can go and get their commercial driver's license and potentially could go right to work for Benjamin Bus. Of course, they're not just here in Northfield anymore, right? They're a regional transportation provider. So career and college readiness has this wide variety of things, and these are just a few of the things that we're working on.
Boy, I like that. You know, that is a – yeah, we used to have – do they still have DECA, Distributive Education?
Absolutely.
Is it still called that?
Yep, DECA.
Okay.
It's a, so DECA is a really – we look at it as more of a co-curricular activity associated with our business education program. And Julie Wolner, our high school business education teacher, actually resurrected that program several years ago. It had been out of the school for some time, and Julie brought it back. That team, because it's really a team, has performed very well. We've sent students to nationals a couple of times over the last few years. And so, again, trying to help kids. We want multiple pathways for kids to be able to choose to be successful. As we say, we want to make sure that kids know that there are a lot of trade opportunities that are great. We also don't think there's anything wrong when your plumber also appreciates Beethoven or can, you know, really gets into Shakespeare. There's, we don't want to put people in buckets. We want to make sure that kids have this opportunity for this very comprehensive and well-rounded education that gets at their passions.
All right. Let's move on. 2019, looking ahead, what are some of the things that the schools and the school board will be looking into and doing in the next year?
Well, you know, we've got a few construction projects that we're going to be working on, as people know, which we're, again, so grateful. And we've had a few meetings with our architect and construction management firm that we selected. We've had 67 people so far apply to be part of our design teams. That's both people inside the community and also folks who are, you know, just community members, you know, so employees and or community members who have applied. And that's fantastic. So really thrilled that we got community members can continue to apply through the end of the week here, and I'll, or excuse me, through the end of next week. I'll make sure that we get the link for Terry to put on the website. Of course, the last 2 years we've been working on social-emotional learning curriculum, which research is continuing to tell us is one of the things that employers want the most. They want students who are socially and emotionally competent to navigate the world of work, because we are, our work is changing at this pace unlike any other time in human history. And so while the academic part is so important, we need to make sure students can have the ability to adapt to changing conditions. This radio, this where we're doing this right now, does not look like it looked 10 years ago. And frankly, in 2 years, it's probably going to look a little bit different, too. And what we know, the one of the biggest skills that kids are going to need as they enter the workforce or college is the ability to be adaptable. That's a core of social-emotional learning. And so that social-emotional learning second step curriculum that we put into place 2 years ago is continuing down that road, because you can't just say, oh, we implemented it, okay, we're good. This is the kind of thing that takes constant nurturing and making sure that our teachers have the both the skills, the materials, and the time to be able to teach those lessons effectively. They're among the most important things that we're teaching. It's no longer something that can just happen by accident. And then, of course, the reading curriculum, another really important thing, because, again, need to be adaptable in the workplace. People have to be able to read at a very strategic and technical level. And so our first year of this new reading curriculum is a piece that really focuses on the technical piece of reading through some of the independent reading programs that I mentioned, and then really trying to foster the love of reading in terms of the kind of rich literature that it provides. We are going to be looking at renewing some technology student leases. Believe it or not, that's up. Our staff are reviewing options right now, and then they're going to be seeking some parental input in, I'm guessing, late January, early February. We're going to be doing a little bit of tweaking to the district strategic plan, making some more specific goals as more general goals. We're going to talk a little bit about seeing, is it time to look at starting the school day a little bit later? This bevy of research says that teenagers would really benefit from having a little bit more sleep. And so we're going to have a working group that's going to get together, say, is that the right thing to do for Northfield? And if so, how could we do it? We wouldn't consider any changes at all until the 2020-21 school year. Next year's off the table, but it's something we really need to have a discussion about, because the science is settled. You want to hear more about that? Bring in Dr. Brian Hoff. He'll tell you about it, because it's not even up for debate anymore. And so is the schedule that we have for our students the best for them to learn and to be prepared for that next step in their life? We're going to continue to work with changing the way we get feedback loops. So we are doing some different surveying this year. We'll have a parent survey coming up here in, I believe, late February or March. Just really working on that relationship-driven and data-informed culture. And then finally, just the one thing I want to mention to folks is that our school board at the December board meeting talked about something they are very uncomfortable talking about, but that they need to. It's their own stipends. And so the school board members get a very nominal stipend here in Northfield. So, for example, monthly for a director, they earn $190 a month. The chair earns $250 a month under the current approach. That puts us toward the bottom of the big nine. Only Winona and Red Wing have lower monthly stipends than that. We haven't changed the stipends for our board members since 2008 because, first of all, these folks, most of them run not even knowing there is a stipend, but there's quite a bit of work that's associated with it. It's not just a couple of meetings a month. Most every board member is at least on one committee, sometimes two. There are several other kinds of committee groups and ad hoc committees that they're working with each month. And one of the things the board is just concerned about not having raised it in 10 years is, are there people who might consider running for the board who might have a financial burden because they might need to pay for someone for childcare for those meetings or some of these ad hoc committee kinds of things that they might be at or a school board function that they're looking at. So our board is so thoughtful about that. Again, it usually comes up at the organizational meeting in January. But this year they did talk about it in December because they wanted to bring it forward and just say, we need you to think about this, because normally they get to the organizational meeting and they just set it at what it's been before. And so, again, there's not been an increase in 10 years. It's probably time, if it's the will of the board, to do some kind of modest increase, at least to be maybe within the middle of the big nine. But it's just a thing that school board members are frankly really uncomfortable talking about, because you know the headlines anytime that a public body gives themselves a raise. We're not talking about substantial money here, as we talked about before we got on the air. But the key thing is that we do need to make sure that the compensation does not freeze out some people who might be interested in running for the board in the future. And so I'm pleased that they're taking it up. They may choose to do nothing with it. They haven't decided anything. They just wanted to have a discussion about it. They may choose to keep it right where it is, but I think it's important for the community to know that there's a lot of thoughtfulness and a lot of diligence in terms of really talking this through and making sure that they're doing the right thing, not just for themselves, but for future people who might be interested in the school board.
Yeah, that is not very much money. Not at all. All right, we're out of time, but what a
shocking!
Thank you so much for being with us. A lot of information. We certainly appreciate it. And Matt, we'll talk to you once again, I guess, in the new
January year. 15th, you bet.
Sounds good. We'll see you then.
Thanks. Happy New Year.
That is Northfield Schools Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman.